College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Showzilla, Kyle Quinn in for Hugh. Francisco Rojas is behind the glass today. You guys with us are coming up at noon. We will dive into some of the excerpts of the very long Joel Embiid article. I've been reading this in spurts for 2 days now, the Joel Embiid article at ESPN. Morning Show did a lot on it today. There's a lot there to unpack. Mm-hmm. It's actually kind of dark. I mean, it's not like a newsy thing where, oh, you know, we found out about a new injury. It's just kind of the chronicling the whole career of Joel.
It brought me down. Like, yeah. In a mess. Look, I'm not coming off a three seed at minimum.
I forgot about that.
Three seed at minimum.
Yeah, the at minimum is a lot.
Did give me beginning of the end vibes.
Yeah, it's an interesting look at Joel and kind of his mentality through his career. We'll get to that coming up at 12 o'clock. Finishing the Phillies later in the show as well. And a pair of tickets. Phillies, Red Sox coming up July 22nd at 6:45. Q's clues. First clue, a comedian / actor. All right, we'll let you hear
it.
It is a good clue. It's better than most of the Q's clues we hear where no one knows for 2 hours what the heck that guy's talking about. All right, we will let you hear the ESPYs award speech last night as the Eagles took home Team of the Year. Back to your phone calls now, though. Rob in Delco's up. Hey, Rob.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to give you my top five real fast, and then I got to take a shot at you from something you said yesterday. Joe,
okay,
right?
Can't wait. Yep.
And then if there's time to get on the Joel Embiid, why is he even more of a loser after that article came out?
Okay.
First thing, my top five, Joe, take your top five, move everybody down a spot, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put somebody in first place. Now, of course, you know, people are going to disagree with it, but he's the best that I've seen at his position for the last 5 or 6 years, and he hasn't gotten a Cy Young, but he deserves it. Zach Wheeler's number one for me, Joe.
Okay.
Number one. All-time Phillies in
the last So do we have the same five people, just in different order? So you put Wheeler one, and then the Utley, Rollins, Howard, Hamels group?
Yes, and people forget about Utley, Joe. Not only was he great for, you know, a stretch for 5 or 6 years at his position, but in 2009, he had a phenomenal, was it the World Series or the playoff? What do you have, 6, 7 home runs in that?
I think it was at least five. He set a record for home runs in a World Series, yeah.
So he was phenomenal in the 2009 World Series.
Six home runs in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
I think five came in the World Series, yeah.
Yeah, so he was great in that postseason run, that World Series run. So that's why he's at number two for me. And a little shot, how I took one at Schwarber yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I take a little one at Harper. He's had 100 RBIs, Joe, one time with the Phillies. One time. Joe, you could fall ass backwards into 100 RBIs.
No,
in
you
this
couldn't.
Ballpark.
In what are you talking about?
In this ballpark, Kyle. You
ass
fall
backwards into 100 RBIs?
Yeah.
You're on drugs.
100 RBIs. Okay, for a guy that's, you know, the face of the franchise, Joe, do you agree that's a kind of weak 100 RBIs?
So I think it's a couple things. One, it speaks to his first few years. So I think in the interest of fairness, right, we're always fair on the Midday Show, and I probably left this out of earlier when I was talking about his games played and his 30 home run seasons. One of these years was the pandemic season, right? So no one had 100 RBIs in a 60-game season, right? So I just want to be fair. That one, we kind of have to remove it.
RBIs are dependent on people on base around you.
Yeah, the beginning of his career here, who are we talking about? Like, that first year when he actually knocked in 114 – who was it? I think it was Cesar. Was it Cesar hitting leadoff in 18? It might have been Cesar.
Low and away getting you 90 RBIs, Joe. Low and away in right field.
Well, hold on. But part of that is because Bryce Harper's on base
for Castellanos. Yeah, he hits in a different part of the order.
Yeah.
No.
Stop cherry picking, Rob. Leave my guy alone.
You know what I think this is? It actually speaks more to the games he's missed. Right, because the only year he knocked in 100 as a Philly, that's the most games he played as a Philly. If he played in 150 games a year, he would knock in 100. He doesn't play enough.
That's a big knock, Joe.
I agree.
No, it's
big
not.
Little China doll.
Well, he needs to play.
The injury, yeah. Sure, okay. Yeah.
Little China doll sometimes, Kyle. I thought it was a little China doll, Bryce. But,
what?
You know, we get on Joel about it. Bryce is a little China doll, too.
Yeah, no, okay. The injury stuff, I'll agree with you.
It's a problem.
But leave him alone about the RBIs.
I just think that's weak, though, once and, you know,
By the way, he had... Oh, no, sorry. I was looking at something else.
He only has two 100 RBI seasons in his whole career.
That's even worse. That's even worse for a guy that...
He has two MVPs, Rob. You're looking at his RBIs.
Kyle, that says a lot.
No, he also only has two 100 run score seasons. He's missed too many games. This is the problem. He misses.
Has he ever hit 40 home runs in a season, Joe?
Yeah, once. His first MVP year. Yeah.
Once. Come on. Get out
of here. Bob, he has three seasons of an OPS over 1,000.
That's really good. Yeah, that's
really good.
That's big time stuff.
I give credit. That's great. I'm just saying. He's got quite a bit of knowledge for him. And listen, Joe, real fast, that big, stinking loser across the parking lot from Citizens Bank Park. I don't like being the number one guy because guys like James Harden don't talk to me anymore. I got a knee that blows up like a balloon between the games and the Knicks series. But I'm a selfish you-know-what, and I want to go play in the Olympics. Joe, he's the biggest loser this city has ever had. What a waste of talent, Joe. A waste of talent, okay?
Well, so there's two separate things there. Biggest loser, there's probably been bigger losers. But
yes.
Unfortunately, it does feel like it's going to end up where his talent is wasted to the degree of winning. I mean, like, obviously he won an MVP, but, like, he is one of the most talented players we've ever seen in the NBA at his size.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, but it does feel like it's going to be wasted in terms of the full scope of his career. It's sad.
I say tongue-in-cheek, Kyle, because he has epic talent.
I don't think you do say it tongue-in-cheek.
But
I talk to you all the time.
But he's a loser. He's a loser.
Well, he's not a championship player. That's so obvious. Rob, what do you got for us your guests for Q's Clues?
All right, there's quite a few, and since there's a remake of this movie coming out, I'm going to go Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler is a good one. Rob, we appreciate the phone call. It's not Adam Sandler, but Adam Sandler certainly... There you go. Does it feel good giving a clue where people are onto
yes.
it?
Yes.
Like the first
yes.
guess is like, oh, that fits.
This is how the clues should be done.
Yeah.
Take notes, Douglas.
I can't wait to tell him when he gets back that the clues
yes.
were just in a different stratosphere when
yeah.
he wasn't around.
Yep. And the people are celebrating them as opposed
yeah.
to ripping them.
Well, they have to get it, though. That's
yep,
part that's of it. Right. All right. Jim in Malvern is up. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope you're all doing good over there.
We are, Jim.
Sure
What's
are.
Up? What are you thinking, buddy?
All right, I got two things I want to say about Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
He's an excellent player. It's clear he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But why does no one mention what they always mentioned about Jalen? Who has he played? What schedule did they have from the year before where, like, they always talked about Jalen, like, who has he played? He's not beating anybody. They're all bad teams. But that has never been brought up with Jaden. He's played one season after whatever record they had last year, which was terrible. So, and they get to play Dallas twice, they get to play the Giants twice, and they get to beat us in a garbage game. That's five games right there. I don't know if they won all five, but
they lost one of those. They did lose one of the Dallas games, but yeah, I mean,
to be fair, they won two playoff games.
That's still four games where they were donuts that they just got the win for free.
I mean, they did go into Detroit in the second round and beat a team that was the number one seed.
They won two playoff games on the road.
A Detroit team that was like mash unit.
So
they were the number one seed.
Well, hold on.
15
so
games.
They were a mash unit, but remember Detroit in the last game of the regular season with the same mash unit beat the Vikings and held them down and held Darnold and Jefferson down. Like, very few people thought the Commanders were going to walk into Detroit and put up 45 points. I mean, that was pretty impressive.
You're right. The second thing is, there's tape on him now. People forget how powerful that is. Like, we've got games now where we can watch him and start to learn more about him. Like, there's something to be said about that. I mean, C.J. Stroud's going through it now. All these guys that come out like gangbusters, and then the second year they pull back a little bit because we got some stuff to work with to figure out what he likes, what he doesn't like. He doesn't like to go to his left. Let's make him go to his left. You know, all that stuff is going to work against. I still think Dallas is a more bigger threat than Washington.
Attaboy.
See, now you guys are.
Jim's right.
Dak Prescott's a good quarterback.
Sure
you can
he is.
Say what you want about him, but he's a good quarterback, and they've got CeeDee Lamb, they've got Micah Parsons, they've got a great
Pickens
defensive backfield. They've got a good offensive line. I mean, they've made some changes there, and they're running game suspect, but don't sleep on Dallas.
No,
I'm
dismissing Dallas, Jim. Dismiss them. They're done. All right, Jim, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Q's Clues?
I got two in my head. I'm going to go with one. They're probably both wrong, but I'm going to say Ricky Gervais.
Ooh, it's a good one. Not it, but a good one. So it's the point on maybe regression or just like the league has tape on him and maybe the schedule is easy or hard or whatever last year. I'm looking at the Commander schedule. I feel like we're going to know pretty early because I think just based on the schedule, they should start 3-1. And if they don't, maybe they are going to regress. So they start with the Giants. Mm. They're going to win that game, right? Yeah. They go to Green Bay on a Thursday night in week two. That feels like a tough game.
Yep.
They host the Raiders and they go to Atlanta. Like that to me is 3-1.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't start 3-1, then maybe then regression is coming.
3-1 at worst. I mean, if they come out of that 2-2, I mean, I'm gonna be told you so.
Because they should beat the Giants and Raiders.
Absolutely.
And the Green Bay game on the road in a short week, that's tough.
Yeah, but I don't even know what Green Bay is gonna be next season.
I don't either. But that's tough.
Sure. Yep.
But I mean, if they don't start 3-1, then maybe you guys are
right. It has to be a 3-1 start for them.
Yeah. I think we're gonna know a month in. Like, are the Commanders picking up where they left off, or is this gonna be more choppy? All right. Speaking of the team that beat the Commanders last year, they beat them in the NFC Championship game. Then they went on to win that big game a few weeks later against the Chiefs. They were named the team of the year. Let's hear it last night at the ESPYs.
And the ESPY goes to Philadelphia Eagles.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles organization, thank you. What an honor it is to be associated with all the great teams that were up for this award. Thank you to the fans that voted for us, and thank you to the best fans in the world back home in Philly.
If you made it this far into the program, give yourselves a pat on the back. It's been a long night. I also want to give thanks to our sixth offensive lineman, Shane Gillis. Shane, where are you at?
Yeah.
Training camp starts next week on Tuesday, so if you want to give it a run, let us know. But I also want to give thanks to the many people who don't get the light shine on them. You know, our trainers, our strength and conditioning trainers, our athletic trainers, our chefs. But then you look deeper than that. It's our families, our rock, the people who support us, who get us to work every day, and our why. So thank you to everyone who supported us. Thank you to all our fans. And I've got to say it again. Go Birds, baby. Come on.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sirianni and Jordan Mailata last night with the acceptance. That was pretty cool. And, you know, the ESPYs are what they are, right? It's like a fun thing in the middle of the All-Star Week. But it does resonate. Like, they were named the best team of the year in all of the sports. Like, there's the Thunder were a great team. The Dodgers won the World Series last year. Like, they were the team of the year.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the list of the nominees for the team of the year. The Panthers winning back-to-back cups.
Yep.
Awesome. The Dodgers, I mean, loaded team.
Well, yeah, they have all those great players they have.
Right. OKC, the New York Liberty. I mean, going down this list, like the Eagles, I think, were just from start to finish. Well, maybe not the start, but from that moment, that inflection point of the season, from the bye week on, it was just pure dominance.
It was.
I mean, they were stacked up and down the roster, like up and down the roster. I can't think of the weakness on the team last year. Maybe Jake Elliott as the kicker.
Yeah,
what was the Eagles' weakness last season?
They didn't
have one.
They didn't. Not from week five on, week six after the bye. They played as close to perfect football as you could play.
And they got better and better as the year went on. And then, exclamation point, kicking the Commanders' ass in the championship. And then the Chiefs, the way they dominated a team going for a three-peat, they kicked their ass. Like, they made Patrick Mahomes look like Gardner Minshew. Like, he had no idea what he was doing out there.
I think that's what made them the team of the year, the way they dominated the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Like, if they had won the Super Bowl by 3 points, we all would be just as happy. But then it would be like, them or the Dodgers or the Thunder, they're all great, right?
It was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, the way they did that. And, and a team that had won back-to-back rings.
Yes. And really, I mean, if you take away that Commanders game where Jalen Hurts was out, they're on a 17 game win streak?
Yeah, so they were 2-2 at the bye.
And then
think about the month of September when they started 2-2, right? One of the losses was to the Falcons when Saquon dropped the ball.
Yep.
And then the other loss was in Tampa.
They
that
were
one,
pretty decimated roster-wise. AJ Brown was out, I think. Was Lane out?
Lane was out. AJ was
Devontae
out. And Devontae
yeah.
out. So you can make a case like at full strength they yep. lost one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it was a remarkable season.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
team.
It really was. Team of the year at the ESPYs last night, which I don't usually watch, and I didn't like sit down and watch last night. I did see some clips. It seemed like this, what's his name? Gillis,
yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed what I saw.
Me too.
It was
a very uptight crowd.
Well, I think sometimes people aren't ready for his jokes.
No, I don't think he's getting invited back.
No, but he made his mark in his 3 hours he had last night.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Me too.
I thought it was funny. Scott in Washington Township. What's up, Scott?
Hello?
Scott!
Hey, yeah, I tell you what, with the Redskins, I think that, or whatever they're called.
Commanders.
I think you got to take them seriously, even though I think they could step back. And you look how close we came to losing the Rams game because we thought it was over with 4 minutes left. I think that shows you got to take everybody seriously, especially a team that gave you trouble last year, at least competed with you last year, like the Commanders did.
Well, that's what, like, I know a lot of people point to the title game and it ended up a blowout. We faced them twice in the regular season, and it was close. Even, you know, I know, and obviously Jalen got knocked out of the second one in the regular season, but that first game here in November, that game was tight right until the end. I mean, that, and I think Saquon ran for a touchdown late to kind of blow the score open a little bit, but that was, the Commanders played the Eagles tough last year.
And also, CJ GJ went out, so we're going to have to see if the, you know, in the game they lost to the Commanders, and we'll have to see if the defense, if we fill in the pieces as well as we're hoping we would have.
Yeah, it's the biggest story of this camp is what this defense looks like. Because I just go back to the conversation in March, and everyone seemed like, no big deal, we're losing all these guys. Like, they lost half of that defense.
I'm just done hearing about the Commanders last year.
I can hear it.
I just like it doesn't matter to me. Let's see them do it again.
Sure. But the Eagles also have to do it again. Well, like that Eagles defense is not the same.
But they were just in the Super Bowl 2 years before this.
Yes.
The Eagles have a history of sustained success.
Of course, yeah.
And
no
being
question.
At the top of the league than the Commanders. Dude, the Commanders were what? Were they 5-12 the year before?
Yeah, I'm not even sure the Commanders are gonna sustain this for 3 or 4 years. This year I think they're a threat, but like 2 years from now they could fall back. I mean, who knows? So the Eagles are the only team in the division that you gotta give the benefit for the doubt to every year.
Yeah, I agree. I can see a step back with the Commanders, but I definitely think we have to take them seriously. And Daniels does seem to have a little bit of that it factor that you got to be worried if it's a close game late.
Oh, for sure. I felt that from like this first or second game last year. All right, Scott, what do you got for your top five Phillies?
My top five Phillies, I say that Harper was not an automatic, but he did make the list. I had to think about it. But number one to me has to be Ryan Howard. He was the big bat in the middle of the lineup. If you look at most of the great teams in MLB history, they had that guy in the middle of the lineup. 58 home runs, 149 RBIs. Like, he has like 3 or 4 years like that. I mean, he was unbelievable. He's got to be number one. Then Rollins, Utley, Wheeler, who has just been incredible. And then I put Harper at number five. And if I had a six, I would go Hamels. But I just felt like that, you know, he just he had the great World Series, but he wasn't great consistently. He was good usually.
That feels like an auto spot for Harper, though, if you're going to put him in over Cole Hamels. Like, you had to knock somebody off of the World Series winning team to put Bryce Harper in.
Well, that's true. That's why I had to think about it. And that was my – that's why he wasn't an automatic for me. The other four were automatic. Wheeler's so good, and he's so good in the playoffs. And the other three guys, I mean, I don't see how you don't have them on. I mean, you know, the one thing about the 08 team is that USA Today did a story this year, and they ranked them third as the best – of the best teams of the century in baseball. So that was really not just a World Series winner. That was a great World Series winner.
That's interesting. The 08 team, that's interesting. I wouldn't have guessed they were ranked that high just because they. It wasn't like they won 105 games in the regular season.
Yeah, I don't view them that way.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
either.
They had better
and
teams
I
after that.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. But, you know, the better team is the one that wins. And I think maybe that's part of it is that they look at the 4 years that they were so good and they say, wow, that team was great and this is the one they want, so we'll put them up there.
That makes sense.
But it's true. But it is true. They were better probably in some of those years that they didn't win it.
Yeah, they probably were. Scott, what's your guess for Q's Clues?
I'm going to go with Robin Williams.
Ah, it's a very good one. One of my favorites. Scott, we appreciate that's not it. Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I'd be surprised to read that article and have them that high.
I would not put them that high.
Phillies.
No, I wouldn't put them.
The one thing, though, they never trailed in any series, right? They won game one of every series?
Yes.
It felt like they were playing from ahead the whole time. Like, they got, because Hamels won game one of all the series.
Right.
They jumped on teams.
Yep.
They played great baseball in the postseason.
Yeah. So I'm noticing that the one guy that everybody's choosing to put in from this era over Bryce Harper is Zach Wheeler. And I don't think that's a crazy thing. Wheeler, I think, overall,
it's better.
It's been a better Philly than Bryce Harper. But, like, I'm telling you, when we look back 10 years from now at how this run ended, none of this is going to fall on Zach Wheeler. Whether they win or whether they lose is going to be looked at back. It's going to go on Bryce Harper's resume more than anybody.
So I think you're right, but let me paint a scenario where maybe it's different. Let's say they go to they make the playoffs this year, right? Mm-hmm. And Bryce is the Bryce we've seen so far, and he just doesn't do much. It's not bad, but it's like he's not 3 years ago Bryce. Mm-hmm. And Wheeler pitches game 1, 4, and 7, and they win the World Series. Mm-hmm. It might shift. Then it's him.
Here's where I don't agree. Have you not noticed what just happened with this Eagles season that we just saw? It all goes to Jalen Hurts. But they had the number one defense in the league.
But Hurts played great in the Super Bowl.
I understand that. He did, right?
And if Bryce is the Super Bowl MVP, World Series MVP. Yeah.
Well, right, but like I'm just saying, this has turned into the Jalen Hurts show.
Which is not what the season was.
No, it wasn't at all.
Well, that's why we had the doctor's coat in here, and I told everyone they have amnesia. Everyone just forgot what the season was. It was the Saquon Barkley show.
This is just what people do. They put like
when you can be the agent of change.
I'm never going to be that.
Well, you don't have. But you're trying to do it with Jalen Hurts, not the Bryce Harper, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Tom and Easton. Yeah, you are. Tom and Easton. What's up?
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
I'm going to give you my top five.
Okay, what do you have for us?
How's Jimmy Rollins, I think, is a no-brainer as number one. I mean, as far as offense, defense, everything about him all around, number one. Chase Utley would be my number two spot there. I like Cole Hamels as number three. And then, you know, looking out 2 years from now, I think we're going to be talking Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler, and they're going to be two of the all-time greats.
So, if I'm following it right, you don't have Ryan Howard.
No. I don't know. I think I saw him strike out too many times to really be into him. Am I wrong about that?
Well, he struck out a lot. I mean, you're not wrong about it. You know what the one thing about Howard, and it might be coming back to where people are now reminiscing about the good days. Tom, I do think, because you said you watched him strike out too much, I think it almost hurt him that he stayed around the whole time. Like, we never had to watch Utley hobble around with the Dodgers and be a bench player, right? We never had to watch Jimmy Rollins, you know, really at the end, Dodger and I think Giant and I think he was a White Sock. What do you say it? White Sox? Whatever he was. He was a Sox at the end. Like, we watched Ryan Howard really kind of sadly go out all the way to the end. Even Cole Hamels, right? He went to Texas and then the Cubs. We didn't see the end as much. I think that almost, you wish you didn't have to watch the end with Howard.
Right. Yep.
I think that's part of it. Why maybe he falls down some of us. All right, Tom, what's your guess for Q's Clues?
Well, I'm going to go with the guy that started in Bosom Buddies, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. You know, that's Tom.
These are good guesses.
They are. Though I don't think of Tom Hanks as a comedian. When I think of Tom Hanks, it's only actor. Some of the roles are funnier, right, and make you laugh. But some of the guesses we've gotten so far, I think of their comedy along with their acting.
I don't view him as actor-comedian.
He's an actor.
Yeah, just an actor.
Is Tom Hanks the actor of the last 40 years?
Oh, yeah. I would have to say he is.
Would you say the same, Fran?
I guess.
Who would you put ahead of him?
I don't know.
If you can't think of one.
I guess so. I'm not a big movie guy like that.
Well,
so.
I mean, you know the names. I mean, it doesn't have to be like quality actor. I mean, Tom Cruise is up there. I don't think he's as quality of an actor as Hanks, but like he's in a lot of big things. I think it's Hanks the last 40 or so years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in.
Oh, I got to give a second clue.
You do have to give a second clue.
You're ducking.
No, I thought we were going to do it at the top of the 12 because we did it at the top of the 11. You want to give it right now? Give it right now.
I do want to give it right now.
Go ahead.
He came up two times on the morning show this week.
All right, so clue number one, actor/comedian.
Yep.
And clue number two for Q's Clues, he's come up twice on the morning show?
Twice.
This week.
Justin this week?
Like, and by the hosts, or this is callers driven?
Callers
have brought the... All right,
you know how they do their side topics.
Well, of course. I mean, that's a morning show staple. All right, there are two clues for Q's Clues out there. Pair of tickets, Phillies and Red Sox on the line for next Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:45. 215-592-949 for your top five Phillies as we go through quarter century week. Best five Phillies, your favorite five Phillies of the last 25 years. Who makes your list? And is Bryce Harper an automatic? He's not for me. He was for Kyle. Where do you come down on that? Your thoughts on the Commanders? Are they a real threat to the Eagles? And we'll get the Joel Embiid story on ESPN. Yes, sir. Our biggest takeaways from a long story about Joel, his career, his feelings, his emotions as he heads into the 2025-26 season. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.